He is the director and founder of Save Our Streets Ministry, SOS. 我们今天非常高兴，我们欢迎啊，来到我们中间的这些男人。然后我们也欢迎我们今天的讲员啊，他的名字叫 JJ Ramirez， 他是拯救我们的街道啊这个事工的创始人和现在的主任。JJ, our pleasure to welcome you. And all of you.
It is a distinct honor to be here this morning.
这是今天早上我到这里来是我很大的荣幸。
The Lord has taken me many, many places.
神把我带到了很多很多的地方。
And so it's really, so pray for me.
So, 请大家为我祷告。
Because I'm not used to having a translator.
因为我通常不需要一个翻译在我边上。
I went to Boston to do some outreach in Boston, Massachusetts.
我去过波士顿去来做一些外展的工作。
And I had to have a translator for my native tongue.
我必须需要有一个翻译来翻成我的原来的这个第一语言。
So I've gotten, it was a little difficult, but as you pray for me, we'll let God move in this place.
这个有个翻译呢，这个讲的时候可能会有一点点困难，但是请大家为我祷告，让我们的这个信息能够非常顺利的能够讲述出。
Today, if there's anybody realize that we need a serious move of God in America and around the world.
不知道今天在座的有多少人认识到今天的美国需要神啊，在这个地方来做很多的工作。
Our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think.
我们的神他是有能力的，他能做的远远的超出我们的所想所求。
Or even ask.Amen.
所想所求 Amen.
Amen. So to let me know that you are with me, say Amen. I'm used to that. So if you can say Amen.
We're not used to it, but we'll try. 所以他说，如果你们大家觉得他同意他说的，就说 Amen. 他是习惯这样子说。我们不是很习惯，我们可以尝试一下。
So just to connect with you today, I want to share my story with you and share how the ministry came to be here in Bryan College Station.
为了大家来了解，我要跟大家分享一下我的故事啊，神怎么样啊来带领我，也让我的事工啊在这个大学城这个地方，大学城 Bryan 这个地方。
So I grew up here in this area. I grew up in Bryan, really, but we would come over here to College Station. Of course, you know both of them are.Right next to each other.
我是本地人，我是出生在 Bryan， 当然 Bryan 跟 College Station 其实也是连在一起，所以经常来来去去。
As a little boy, I used to steal bikes in Bryan to come sneak into the Aggie games.
我当时孩子的时候，我常常会在 Bryan 偷一个自行车，然后骑偷偷的混到那个这个 Texas A&M 那个比赛中间 football。
And leave that one there and steal another one from here to get back to Bryan.
然后把那个自行车扔在那儿，然后偷另外一辆自行车，再把它骑回 Bryan 回家。
So my parents brought us up to get an education because they didn't have one and they lived very poor.
我的父母亲把我带大，他们想我能够有很好的教育，因为他们没有自己没有经受很好的教育，然后他们也是比较穷。
My mother was a very strict disciplinary woman.
我妈妈是一个非常严厉的一个妇女。
I don't know if anybody's ever been disciplined, but to me, you haven't really been disciplined till you've been disciplined by a Hispanic woman.
我不知道你们中间有没有谁被你们家长管教过，但是
I told my mother that she would have been a repeat offender.
他前面就说，如果你没有被一个西班牙裔的妈妈管教过的话，那你不算被管教过。
And so, growing up in that life at a young man, I began to experiment with drugs and alcohol.
所以在这样的环境中间，我长大的过程中间，我就开始尝试毒品和喝酒。
And I vowed never to become a drug addict, even at my young age.
我在年轻的时候，我就发誓我不能成为一个毒品的瘾君子。
My brother and I were some of the biggest drug dealers in this city for many, many years. When you have a college town, you have a great need for drugs.
我和我的哥哥就是毒品贩子做了很多很多的年，因为在这个大学城的话，这个毒品的市场还是有很大的需求。
And growing up as a young man back in the 60s, to be born out of wedlock or to be born in an adulterous relationship was not heard of in the 60s. They didn't accept it.
在60年代的时候，如果你是生在一个非常贫穷的家庭，或者出生于一个这个非正当的那个关系中间的一个孩子，这个当时是不是那么被接受的。
And so growing up that way, I was an angry young man, and I would fight all the time. I would fight King Kong if I had to.
所以在这个环境里长大的话，我经常有跟很多人争战，哪怕是一个巨人，我也要跟他征战。
Kids would follow me all around because in their school, because back then I stuck out like a sore thumb.
很多孩子跟着我，因为我会为他们出头。
So in my senior year in high school, I had to report to my principal in the morning and at lunchtime.
所以我到高中的时候，我会一天中间有两次要被叫到校长办公室，早上一次，中午吃饭的时候又一次。
They wanted to make sure I wasn't taking people to smoke lunch with me.
他们要保证你不要让其他带其他学生中间中午吃饭的时候到外面去抽烟或者是用毒品。
They wanted to make sure I wasn't starting any fights or people weren't starting fights with me because everywhere I went, it seemed like I had to fight.
他们要确认就是他没有人，他不去打别人或者没有他不在跟人家打架这个过程中间，因为好像他不管到哪里，这个打架就跟着他。
At 16 years old, I was coming in one night from being out on the town, and my mom was meeting me because she told me to be home by 11:30.
有一天晚上我从镇外回家，那妈妈在门口看到我，她要求我是11点半以前回家。
And I'll never forget that night, my mom's waiting for me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because I was supposed to be home by 11:30.
我应该是11点半回来，但是我没有回来。我妈妈一直在门口等我，一直等到早上3点半。And
as I walked to my house, inside my house, my mom was waiting for me with a big long belt.
当我走进家的时候，妈妈在等我，手里拿着一根很长的一根皮带。早上3点半。And
I was already big enough so I didn't feel, so I was angry because I didn't know who I was and I was looking for who I was.
其实我心里是非常的愤怒，因为我觉得我已经是很大了，我想知道我是谁。
I did something that I regretted my whole life, is I cussed my mother out.
我做了一件我到现在我一生都后悔的事情，我就是诅咒我的妈妈。
And I left home that day, 16 years old, and I moved to Houston, Texas, at 16 years old.
就是在那一天，我离开了家，去了休斯顿。当时我是16岁。
And it was a real struggle. I began to move mass quantities of drugs from Houston to Bryan College Station and back and forth.
从那时候开始，我从休斯顿和布莱恩之间就是做那个毒品的贩卖，有很多的毒品从休斯顿运到 College Station.
And I had been gone for about a year. I had quit school, and I decided that I wanted to come back home. And the last person I'd been gone for about a year, the last person I wanted to call was Mama.
他说我离开了家一年，我从学校里退了学，然后一年以后我想回家，第一人我想要打电话的是我的妈妈。
And so I finally decided to call her up, and I thought she would be excited of hearing my voice.
所以我决定给她打电话，我想她一定会非常高兴啊，听到我的声音。
But she wasn't excited.
但是她一点都不高兴。
And I finally blurted out that I wanted to come back home.
我最后还是讲出来说我想回家。
And she said, "You can come back home on one condition."
她说你可以回家，但是有一个条件。
Is that if you go back to school?
你必须要回学校去。
So I went back to school.
所以我回到了学校。
And all the principals had to meet with me and my mom.
所以所有的校长、校长、副校长都要和我和我妈妈一起来见面开会。
And they said, "If you get in any trouble this last year of your school year, you'll never go to a Bryan School District school ever again."
然后他们说，最后的一年，如果你再犯任何错误，你不会被 Bryan 这个地方的任何一个学校再接受。我们不要你，别的学校也不要你。
And so I did. I came back and I graduated by the skin of my teeth.
所以我回来了，然后我又回到了学校，然后勉勉强强的毕业了。
And as a matter of fact, I believe there was truly a teacher that gave me a special grade curve because they didn't want me back at school the following year.
我可以肯定有一个老师，他给我一个特别的那个。 特别的帮了我，用那个一个曲线，让把我的成绩让我勉强能够及格，所以我能够从学校里毕业。
I ran into that principal not too long ago.
我在街上碰到那个校长，不久以前我碰到那个校长。
And he saw me at a church preaching at a church.
他看到我在教会在讲道。
And he told me and the guys that were with me.
他跟我和那些跟我一起的那些弟兄们说，
He said, "You see that guy right there?
你看到那个人吗？ 在那里？
With what he's doing,
他所做的，
I know there's a God now.
我知道， 现在我知道， 一定有一个神。
And so I was living that life of sex, drugs, and rock and roll after I graduated high school, before and after.
所以我在高中毕业， 其实以前和以后，我一直是，这个我过的生活就是性、毒品和摇滚。At
26 years old, I decided that I didn't want to do this anymore.
在26岁的时候，我决定我不再要过这样的生活。All
I ever wanted in my life is to have my own American dream, to have my own house, and I wanted my children to know who I was.
一辈子到那个时候，我想要的是我能够有我自己的美国梦，我也想让我自己的孩子知道我是谁。So
I finally decided to get married because I wanted out of that lifestyle.
所以我想改变我的那个生活，所以我最后决定结婚。And
I married a 100-pound Hispanic woman.
我和一个100磅的那个。
From the west side of Bryan,
她是从Bryan 西区来的。
That's very quiet, but she don't play.
That's what.
She's very quiet, but she don't play.
Okay, 她非常的不怎么讲话啊，她也。
He's going to have a hard time in a minute because I speak Spanglish and Ebonics. And so I finally decided to buy my own house. It's a little bitty small house. It's 3-bedroom, 1-bath, no central air. And we finally bought that on the east side of Bryan. I wanted to get away from the west side because that's where all my troubles was.
所以最后我们在Bryan东边买了一个房子，不是很大的房子，三个卧室的一个房子，也没有中央空调。我们想离开那个西区，因为西区那边有很多很多的麻烦，我们把它搬到，我们决定在Bryan的东边买房子。
When we finally moved, we had our first son. We finally moved into what I call my American dream house at the moment.
当我孩子一岁的时候，我们又搬到了另外一个房子。在当时，我认为这就是我的美国的梦想中的房子。My
wife and I began to have problems with each other.
但是那个时候，我和我太太就开始关系上有问题。So
I'd gotten away from the drugs, but I began to drink a whole lot because I didn't want to deal with my wife.
我虽然我已经不再用毒品，但是我开始酗酒，因为我不想和我太太来交流。
I was an air conditioned man by trade, and so I would come home very hot, full of insulation on my body, and I didn't want to deal with it, so I'd begin to drink, and I began to drink every single day.
我是做这个空调这方面的工作的，所以每天回到家之后呢，我就开始不做别的事情，就是喝酒，并且越喝越多。
At 13 years old, I used to hang around with heroin addicts, guys that were a lot older than me, but they would shoot up drugs.
我在13岁的时候跟那些海洛因的那个用海洛因毒品的那些人，他们会自己给自己打针。
And I vowed never to become that kind of person.
我当时我就发誓，我绝对不要像他们那样，不会成为像他们那样。
And then a friend had come over when I was drinking outside of my house one day, and he came over.
我有一个朋友，当我坐在自己的房子外面在喝酒的时候，我一个朋友过来。
And he introduced me. I told him I needed something to pick me up because I had to go to work the next day.
我就跟他说，我必须要需要什么东西来提升我，因为我第二天我还要去工作，所以我只能喝酒。
And I had tried every drug that you can possibly think of except for heroin because I didn't like the way heroin did people.
我已经把各种各样的毒品都尝试过了，但是我就是不想试海洛因，因为我知道海洛因对人的影响有多么的大。
And so this guy, I asked him if he could find something to pick me up, and he said, we got to go inside, I've got something for you.
我跟我的朋友说你必须 帮我找什么东西能够让我来提升我，然后他说，我有东西给你，我们一起到里面去。And
he introduced me to a drug called crack cocaine.
他到房间里头去之后，就给我介绍了一种新的毒品，叫crack可卡因。And
so I did my first hit of crack cocaine, and that day I became $150 to $250 day drug habit.
然后我那天晚上我就第一次试了这个可卡因，从那天开始，我就每天要花100到150块钱来买那个毒品。The
thing that I decided that I didn't want to become, here I am now. The thing that I said I would never do, here I am, strung out, stealing everything in my house, abusing my wife, not physically, but verbally, and with my drug addiction, was abuse to my wife and my child.
他说我今天在这里讲很多事情，我以前以后再也不会做，但是我做了很多，包括用毒品，包括那个虐待我的妻子，在以前我都做过。And
it got so bad that I didn't know what I needed to do because this is a place I didn't want to be.
我到了一个地步，我非常的挣扎。 其实我不想那么做，但是我在这个非常非常坏的一个情况下，我在做那些事情，我不能自拔。And
so I finally decided to admit to my wife, because the first step is admitting that something's wrong with you.
所以最后我决定我要向我太太认错，因为你要改变的第一步就是要承认。And
I admitted to my wife, and she used to work for Texas A&M University. She's retired now from Texas A&M.
所以我最后跟我太太来认罪，我太太原来是在 A&M 工作，她现在已经是退休了。And
my wife was angry.
我太太她非常愤怒当时。And
I remember she wasn't but 100 pounds, this small, from the west side of Bryan.
我跟你讲了，就是她个子不高，也就是100磅的样子，从Bryan西区那边长大的。
Back in my days, I didn't let anybody invade my space, and she gets into my space and gets in my face.
当时我是不会让任何人来进到我的身前，但是她到了我跟前，然后在我的面前。By
now, she's pregnant with my second son.
那个时候她已经是怀上了第二个孩子。And
when she got in my face, I really thought to myself, is this lady crazy, or is she just tired of living? I don't know.
当我太太站在我的面前的时候，我在心里想，这个女的是不是疯了？她不想活了吗？
She gave me a list of drug counselors.
她给了我一个名单，这个就是 这个毒品需要去找那个 counseling 的这些人的名单。
She didn't just give it to me, she threw it in my face.
她并不是递给我，她把这个名单就扔在我的脸上。
She said, if you don't go get help, I'm taking these two children, my children, and you'll never see them again.
她说你如果不去到他们那里去找帮助的话，你再也看不到这两个孩子，我和两个孩子都会离开。
The last thing that a Hispanic man from the streets wants to do is to go talk to some white person about their problems.
他说一个西裔的人，他最不想做的一个事情就是去找一个白人来问啊，你来帮助我啊。这个每一个西裔人都不愿意在街上啊，在街上在外面有问题的人，他不愿意去找啊，找白人去 counseling.
But I finally went to this drug counselor.
但是我还是去了。
And this drug counselor one day told me that I was a drug addict and always going to be a drug addict.
然后这个人跟我说，你说你一旦是个瘾君子的话，你永远是个瘾君子。
And I thought to myself, what am I paying you for?
然后我就跟我说，我花了钱到这里来，你帮助我，你。
So everywhere I
went, 没有什么用啊。
Everywhere I would go, you're a drug addict and always going to be a drug addict. In my mind, you're a drug addict and always going to be a drug addict. Everywhere I'd lay down, you're a drug addict and always going to be a drug addict.
所以不管我是到谁那里去，他都会说你一旦是一个瘾君子，你就一辈子是一个瘾君子。我到哪随便到哪里去碰到什么人，他们都说同样的话。
And one day early in the morning, I was trying not to go get this drug.
一天早上我实在是不想再去用这个毒品。
I was sitting on my front porch.
我坐在自己门前的那个台阶上。
On the steps of them, and I had a screened-in porch behind me.
就在这个台阶。
And the sun was just coming up, and a friend passed by.
这个太阳刚刚升起，然后一个朋友从前面走过。
A friend of mine that I used to do drugs with and run around in these streets and go to Houston and Austin and everywhere else doing some crazy things.
这是一个朋友，原来跟我一起贩卖毒品，一起到 Houston， 一起到别的地方去，到处做那些事情的人。
I hadn't seen him in a whole year.
我已经一年没有看到过他。
I didn't know what had happened to him.
我根本不知道他现在是这个生活是什么样子，在做什么。
And I thought he was going to just pass by, but he stopped.
我以为他正好是路过，但是他停下来。
And he came up to me, and the last thing I wanted to do to talk to anybody, really, when you're in that state, you really don't want to talk to anybody.
其实我当时那种状态的时候，我不想跟任何人说话，但是他走到我面前要跟我说话。
And he got off his truck, and he said, Jay, I didn't come to preach to you. I don't know how to preach to you.
然后他从他的这个卡车上走出来，他跟我说 ，Jay， 他说我不是来给你讲道的，我也不知道怎么样跟你讲道。
He said, but the reason you haven't been seeing me is because I've been reading this, and he pulls out a little pocket Bible.
然后他说你一年没有看到我的原因是我在读这个，然后他从口袋里拿出来一个小本的装在口袋里的圣经。
He got teary-eyed and he said, Jay, you're my friend, you're like a brother to me.
他跟我说，他说 Jay， 他说你是我的朋友，你就像我的兄弟一样。
He said, I don't know what you're going through.
他说我不知道啊，你的日子是什么样子的最近。
But I really urge you to read this, Jay.
但是我恳求你要读这个圣经。
It has helped me.
他说这边我读这个圣经，我得到了很大的帮助。
And for a minute, I thought in my head. Go ahead.
当时我心里想的是。
How is the world? Is this little book going to help me when the drug counselor said there was no hope for me?
这本小小的东西怎么能帮助我？所有的我去寻求帮助的人，他说你这个人没有希望。这本小的圣经怎么会有这个作用呢
？I got angry at my friend for a moment.
其实我当时甚至对我的朋友都非常的生气。
I went inside and I laid that pocket Bible right on my porch.My screened-in porch.
就我自己就回到房间里去，我就把这个圣经就还是扔在那个门口。
A week or so had passed by.
大概有一个星期过去了。
And one Monday morning.
在一个星期一的早上。
My wife is pregnant out to here.
我太太已经是怀孕，这个声音已经这很明显了。
And she was having to go from the east side to the west side of Bryan to drop off my child.
她要从 Bryan 的东面要到西面去送她自己的送她的儿子。
Pregnant, and mistreated and messed up and angry.
她当时是怀着孕，然后又受到了这个不公正的这个虐待等等。
At 16 years old, I vowed never to cry again. You would never see me cry. I would never allow myself to be that vulnerable.
我从16岁的时候就发誓我不会哭，你也不会看到我哭，但是你们不能想象我当时这个当时的一种非常软弱的一种状态。
And I was trying to convince my wife to let me watch my son for that day.
我跟我太太说，你就让我看我的孩子，就这么一天时间。
My wife didn't even trust me with my own son.
但是我太太都对我看我自己的孩子她都不信任我。
And she left to work crying.And taking my son way to the west side of Bryan from the east side.
所以他下了班，他是哭着的下了班，把孩子自己从东边带到西边去。
I didn't have a job. I didn't feel like I was even a man. I didn't even feel like I was anybody.
我没有工作，我都觉得自己不是个男人，都不是个人。
When she left, I broke down, crying.
所以当他把孩子带走的时候，我就崩溃了。我坐在那里就哭
，weeping very hard. I looked up and there was sitting that little pocket Bible.
然后当我坐在那里哭的时候，我看到了我扔在那儿的那本小的圣经。
And I looked at it and I picked it up.
我看到它，然后我把它捡起来。
And I didn't know Old Testament from New Testament. I didn't know anything.
我根本不知道什么是旧约。什么是新约？我什么都不知道。
So I decided to pick up that Bible.
所以我决定要把这本圣经拿起来。
And I looked up to the sky and wiped away my tears.
然后我抬头看天，然后把眼泪擦掉。
And I looked up into the sky and I said, God, if you're for real, I need something right now.
然后我又抬头望天，我说，神啊，如果你是真的，我现在需要。
I don't even know if you're real.
我不知道你是不是真实的。
And so I opened up the Bible for the very first time.
所以我这一辈子是第一次把一本圣经打开。
I didn't know there was addresses there.
我什么都不知道，这个对圣经一点都不了解。
And when I opened up the Bible, a scripture jumped off that little bitty book.
当我打开圣经的时候，有一句圣经的经节从圣经跳出来。
And it was like big neon letters that said, "He who the Son sets free is free indeed."
好像我看到这个霓虹灯一样的大字，非常清楚地写着：“如果神的儿子、天父的儿子叫你自由，你就能得自由。”
I got so excited that I made a mistake.
我非常非常的兴奋啊！我犯了错误。
That I closed the book.
我又把圣经合上了。
I couldn't find that scripture to save my life.
我再也找不到这个经文。
But I knew it was in there.
我再也找不到那个能够挽救我生命的那个这个圣经，因为我把圣经合上。但是我知道这个圣经那个经文在那里面。
And so I put it in my pocket. Everywhere I went, I carried that little pocket Bible with me.
所以我把这个小圣经一直放在我口袋里，不管我到哪里，我一直带着这本圣经。
I believe that day, with His own hand, God inscribed that scripture upon my heart, never ever to forget it.
我相信从这一天，神把这句经文。刻在我的心上，让我这辈子不会忘掉它。
Now I'm laying down, going to sleep. I'm in the shower, wherever I'm going. You're a drug addict and always going to be a drug addict. If the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. That tug was going on in my life.
那从这时候开始，不管是我在躺在床上，或者我在那个冲凉的时候，这个两句话，一个是就是你一旦是。瘾君子，你一辈子都是。另外一句话就是说，如果天父让你自由，你是真正自由。这两句话一直在，相当于在拔河一样，一会儿这儿，一会儿那儿。
And so now I'm struggling very seriously with what's going on in my life. I had to go see the drug counselor again.
所以我在这个两句话这个挣扎这个过程中间，我没有办法，我还是去找那个 drug counselor.
This time I'm ready for the drug counselor.
这个时候我是真正的需要这个见那个这个毒品的心理，实际上是心理师了。
I'm ready to tell him about my experience on the porch.
我要跟他讲我在 这个阳台porch 上的这个经历。
He pulls me in the office and he's looking at me. He's very intrigued. He said, "Mr. Maris, there's a glow about you. What did you do?"
他这个心理师专门做这毒品这个心理的那个人把我拉到他的房间里去。他说 ，Ramirez， 你怎么了？我看你脸上有这个像光一样的脸上发光。
And I looked at myself. I said, "I don't know. I took a bath. I don't know."
他说我看到我自己，哎，我不知道，我就早上洗了个澡而已。
And so he began to ask me all those regular questions when I first get into the drug counselor.
所以他就开始问那些你第一次去这个毒品咨询心理师那的时候，他问的那些常规的问题，他就开始问我。
Did you drink anything? Did you smoke anything? Did you hang around any influential friends?
然后他就问你有没有喝酒，有没有抽烟，有没有和影响你那些朋友在一起。
And I didn't know how to get it out. I was so excited. I wanted to tell him about my experience. And so I told him, I went to church.
然后我当时就是非常的兴奋，我不知道怎么回答他。然后我就跟他讲，我去教会了。
And he looked at me and said, No. We're not going to talk about Jesus. We don't want to talk about the Bible here. I want to deal with you personally.
然后他说，不，我们不要讲耶稣，我们不要讲教会，我们要讲的是你这个毒品的问题，用毒品的问题，瘾君子的问题。
And it really just knocked me down, and I felt down about it, so I just shrinked into the big couch. They do have big couches.
然后让我非常的沮丧，我就一下子瘫坐在他那个大的沙发上，他们有一个很大的沙发。
And he began to tell me why I was chemically dependent, went over the chart again with words this big.
然后他又用他的这个图表给我看那个上面那个字有这么大的字。
I knew that if I walked out of that place, my wife was going to leave and I would never see my kids again.
那我知道这个不解决问题，如果我离开了这个地方的话，我的太太会真的离开我，然后我再也看不到我自己的孩子。
But something stirred up inside of me while he was talking and I stood up.
然后我的心里头有一种有一个在激动我，我在他跟我讲的时候，我自己站起来。
And I said, "Sir, you're doing a great job. I really appreciate you." And I pulled out the little pocket Bible.
然后我说，哎，这个我，你做得很好你在帮助我。然后我就从口袋里把那本小圣经拿出来。
And I said, "There's something about this book, and I'm fixing to go try to find it."
我说这本圣经有一个特别奇妙的一个作用，我要找出来，我要找到它到底是什么。
That following Saturday, a knock came on my door.
然后接下来的那个就在那个星期的星期六，有人在敲我的门。
And my wife thought it was my drug friends coming to pick me up.
我太太以为就是我用毒品贩毒那些朋友来又来接我了。
And they were knocking on the door, so I said, "Shh, be cool. I'll check it out. Let's see."
然后我跟我太太说不理他，我看看，我不理他看看怎么样。
So as I walked to the front door and I looked through my blinds，
然后我慢慢的就是相当于是非常偷偷的走到那个门口窗户里头，从那个百叶窗里头往外看。
At 17 years old, there was a little girl that was born that I said was not mine。
是一个17岁的女孩是我的孩子，但是我说不是我的孩子。
And now she's 11, and she's knocking on my door, wanting to know who I was at the worst time of my life.
这个不是十七岁，她十七岁时候生的，她现在是十一岁，她来找我。这是我来找我的时间，是我一生中间最糟糕的时候。
And as I looked through the blinds, there standing was my 11-year little girl, her mother, and her dad.
我看到的是我那个当时已经十一岁的女儿，她的妈妈。还有他的爸爸。
I didn't think about it when I was 17 that she would be calling somebody else dad.
我十七岁的时候，我没有想到他会有一天叫另外一个人叫爸爸。
So I'm standing there with my mouth open like, I was shocked.
所以我非常的震惊，我的相当于是嘴都合不上。
And so they asked me, "Are you going to ask us in?"
然后他们问我，你不想请我们进来吗？
And so I told him, "Hold on a minute, wait just a minute."
所以我当时说，等会儿。
So I walked to the room where my wife was. Pregnant out to here with my two-year-old son.
And
I walked in the room and she said, who is it?
然后她问我, 哎, 外面是谁?
And I said, there's something I forgot to tell you.
然后说,
and I could see her get very angry. When I told her who was outside.
我没有,
but she was a champ. She was a champion.
但是她是一个冠军,
and she accepted my daughter. My daughter came in.
她接受了我的女儿,
she stayed with me that weekend.
我女儿这个周,
and I thought this was the missing piece of my life. This is what I needed.
然后我当时觉得这是我生命中间所失去的那一部分, 我,
well, she left,
我需要的那一部分。
She left that Sunday night, and Monday morning, I went and used again.
所以当她过了周末星期一离开的时候,我又开始用毒品。
But it wasn't the same.
但是再也不一样了。
I didn't get high like I used to.
但是我用了这个毒品之后,不像原来那样。
And I felt so ashamed. The following Saturday, they invited me, they called me on the phone. My daughter and her dad called me on the phone.
我女儿和她的爸爸, 在电话上打电话给我,
and invited me to a Christian concert at G. Raleigh White Coliseum.
他们邀请我到一个 这个基督徒的一个音乐会
on the campus of Texas A&M
在这个A&M的 这个校园里头这个体育馆里头有一个音乐会
So it's April
这个是4月份的时候
And my wife is due in June
我太太是6月份 预产期是6月份
She's not a happy camper
她不是很高兴我要出去
She's already wobbling
她是走路都已经 这个已经走不稳了
We walk into this auditorium.
我们找到这个像会议厅一样的。
And we came in on the side of the stage.
我们从舞台边上走过。
And we sat on the side of the stage.
我们在这个舞台的边上坐下来。
Right in front of the stage.
就是紧靠这个舞台。
And there was a bunch of crazy Christians in there calling, saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那些好像 有点就这个非常疯狂的那些基督徒在喊 Hallelujah, 感谢主
And I said, what kind of place is this? I told my wife, she said, I don't know. You're the one that wanted to come.
然后问我太太说, 这什么地方? 我们到这个地方来 我太太说, 我不知道, 是你让我们来的
So we find our seats and my daughter is sitting right here and my wife is pregnant out to here and my son on her lap and my daughter's mother and they're talking and I'm getting very nervous.
然后我坐在那儿旁边，我太太，然后我那个11岁的女儿和她妈妈，他们在一起说话。其实我就蛮担心的。And
right next to her was her husband and their children.
我孩子的妈妈旁边是她的丈夫，在旁边是她的孩子。And
so the lights go down.
灯灭了。And
all of a sudden, I didn't know what kind of music they were going to play. I thought they were, if you like violins and harps, I'm not mad at you, but that's just not my kind of music.
所以这个我不知道这个你们喜欢的是这个什么样的音乐，如果你喜欢小提琴啊这个等等，我没有问题，但是我不喜欢这样的音乐。And
so all of a sudden the music started pumping up, boom boom, psh, boom boom boom, psh.
所以,
Can you translate that?
所以这个 boom 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 这个音乐开始了。And
I started bopping my head, and I started, oh yeah, this sounds good.
他喜欢这样的音乐，所以哎，觉得这个很好，我喜欢这样的音乐。
A group of churches had got this guy named Carmen to come to the G. Raleigh White Coliseum.
然后有这个人，他的名字叫Carmen?
Carmen.
Carmen.
And I want you to touch your neighbor right now and tell him it's a setup.
他说你跟你旁边的人说setup.
It was a setup.
这是个setup.
God set me up.
这个setup就是相当于 相当于一个陷阱一样的啊，这个是神让我落到这个陷阱里头，这个 setup。
And I'm there, I'm from the streets of this city, and I was taught in the streets, you always got to always look cool, no matter how messed up you are, but you look cool. So I was there looking cool.
我是在这个街上混的，这个我的这个一直这个想法就是说，不管你怎么样，你要看上去很潇洒，所以我当时表现出一个很潇洒的样子。
And he started singing these songs about Jesus in kind of like a rap and a chorus song. And he was talking about addicted to Jesus.
然后他开始唱歌，他有点像那个rap这样的声。他在讲耶稣，他这个唱歌的上讲要迷上�esu。
Have you noticed, though, Mexicans and people in the streets, we talk with our hands.
你们知道这个我们西裔人在街上跟人讲话的时候，我们有手的动作。
And the guy said, we want you to do this, addicted to Jesus, and everybody was shouting back to him.
然后他让大家打手语，说我们是为耶稣着迷，然后大家跟着做。
And so I thought this guy was cool, so I started throwing up my gang signs and I started throwing up my West Side. Yeah, yeah.
所以我觉得，哎，这个蛮好的话，我就开始做这个动作。
It was a setup.
但是这是一个 setup， 他就。
And my wife even told me, "Hey, you're embarrassing me." She's tugging on my pants. You're embarrassing me. What's going on?
我太太在旁边拉着我的衣服说，你让我觉得不好意思。你干什么？你不要这样做。
I said, "I like this guy. I like this guy." I was throwing up my sign. What's up, West Side?
我说我喜欢这个人，我喜欢。
And so I'm there, and all of a sudden the music gets melodramatic.
然后突然这个音乐变得更加的戏剧化。
In a song, he begins to narrate the crucifixion of Jesus.
然后他开始这个歌，他在讲的是耶稣钉十字架。
And the chorus of the song was, "This blood's for you. It can mend the heart. It can heal the sick."
他在那歌里头讲，他流为你流血，他的血能够来医治你的创伤，来医治你的病痛。
Now I'm mesmerized by this message. I've heard it before, but not ever quite like this.
我是好像是在被那个催眠一样的被这个信息，我以前有过，但是从来没有像现在这个情况。
And he began to talk about, and he started stomping on the ground, talking like Jesus was walking with the cross up the hill, and they were pulling at his beard and spitting on him. And I began to get a big lump in my throat, and I didn't understand why.
然后他好像蹬着脚，说这个耶稣是扛着十字架在往前走，其他人给他唾沫。然后那个时候，我突然觉得好像有这个喉咙口有什么东西塞住一样，我不知道是为什么。
They were beating him, they were spitting on him and for my sin and the sins of the world, and it finally was hitting me.
然后他在唱歌词里头讲是他们耶稣是被辱骂被唾弃，他把世界上的所有的这个罪肩负在他的身上，突然之间我理解。
And at the same time, you're a drug addict and always going to be a drug addict. If the sun sets you free, that's what's going on inside of me.
他又来了，就是说我一方面我又想到了说你一旦是瘾君子，你一辈子都是；而另一方面是说，如果是天父的儿子让你自由，你就是真自由。然后这两个又开始打架。And
the cross falls, and he looked up at Simon and he said, "Simon, this blood's for you. I heard the voice of God." And he said, "I didn't hear it in here. I heard it in here."
然后突然这个十字架倒下来，听到他说这个西门，他说这个血是为你流的，我看到了，我心里感受到了。
And he said, "JJ, this blood's for you." He called my name. God called my name. I heard it.
然后我听到这个声音说 ，JJ， 这个血是为你流，是神的声音在跟我说，我听到了神的声音。
And I just began to weep.
然后我就开始哭。
I'm trying to keep my cool.
我想显得很潇洒，但是我禁不住。
My daughter's sitting right next to me, and my wife right here. My wife had never seen me cry.
我女儿坐在我旁边，我太太坐在另一边。我在哭，我太太从来没有见过我哭。
I'm trying to keep my composure, but it's very difficult.
我想保持镇静，但是我实在是做不到。
And then the biggest mistake that happened, this guy, the lights come on.
然后这个最糟糕的事情在这个时候发生了，就是灯又亮了。
And so I'm trying to play it off like there's something in my eye, and I don't know what to do.
所以我不知道怎么办，我想假装哦，可能什么东西到我眼睛里了啊，这样做这个动作。
I don't want my daughter to know that her dad, her real dad, is messed up like that.
我不想让我女儿看到我她的父亲，她的真正的父亲啊，她的生父啊，是这种状况。
And he said, if you're here and you're bound by drugs and alcohol, he called out several things. We want you to stand up. We want to pray for you. We're people of prayer.
所以这个唱歌的人说，假如说你是受毒品或者是这个酒啊这个捆绑的话，你站起来，我们要来为你来祷告，来释放。
And the last thing I wanted to do is to stand up. And the next thing I know, I realized I don't know who picked me up, but I was standing up.
我当然最不想做的是这种情况要站起来，但是我不知道谁做的，是不是谁把我举起来？我一认识到我自己，我是站起来了。
I thought it was a crazy Christian white dude behind me.
我以为这个，以为是那个疯狂的这个白人基督徒在我后面的把我弄起来的。
And I'm standing there, and I'm embarrassed.
但是我是站在那里，我觉得非常的不好意思。
Dealing with all these emotions and all this that's going on in my life.
我当时在来有这种各种各样的这个情感啊，和我自己生活中间的各种各样的问题在我脑子里。
And he said, if you're a Christian and you see people stand up, we want you to go lay your hands on these people that are standing up.
然后这个唱歌的讲员说，如果你是个基督徒，你看到有人站在那里，你就过去把手按手在他身上，为他祷告。
I thought I was the only person standing up in this auditorium.
我想这个体育馆里头，也许就我一个人是站起来站在那里。
Out of embarrassment and everything that's going on, I put my face in my hands and I put my head down.
我这很不好意思，觉得好像就我一个人站在那里然后我就把这个头低下来把这个脸藏起来。
And he said, if you're here, lay hands, and I felt the hand on my back.
然后他说，如果基督徒为他按手为他祷告，我觉得有个手在我背上。
As he began to pray, he prayed like he had been at my mailbox all my life.
但是他祷告的时候，好像这个人对我生命中间的所有的事情都是一清二楚。
And I felt the hand on my back, and I said, "Great, it's a crazy white dude again."
我能感到那个我背上那个手，我心里在想啊，哇，就是那个这个比较疯狂的那个白人，然后在这个手按手在我背上。
I'm trying to fight all these emotions. If the sun sets you free, you're free indeed. You're a drug addict and always going to be a drug addict. JJ, this blood's for you. This is all going on in my soul.
我还是在这个两者之间啊，你如果是一旦是瘾君子，你一辈子都是。天父的儿子让你自由，你就得到真自由。JJ, 这个血是为你流的。这个东西都是在我脑子里过来过去。
And I'm standing there, and something told me to look.
我站在那里，突然好像有什么东西在提示我说你要看。
And I thought it was the crazy white dude, but it wasn't. It was my 11-year little girl with one hand on my back, one hand in the air, and tears streaming down her face as fast as they could come down.
然后我以为是就是那个这个疯狂的白人基督徒，但是我一看他不是，是我女儿。她一个手放在我的背上，另外一个手举在中间，眼泪从她脸上流下来。
And he said, if you're here and you're ready to get your heart right with Christ, we want you to come up. We want to pray for you.
然后教员说，如果你想要接受耶稣让你的这个心思能够。回到正规的轨道上来的话，你往前来到前往前走，我们要为你祷告。
And my daughter reached up and pulled my hand out of my face and said, "Dad, I want to go."
然后我女儿拉着我的手，我的手当时遮着自己的脸，她把她拉开，她说，爸爸，我们要往前，我们要到前面去。
And I picked my 11-year little daughter and came to the very front. I was right in the front of that stage. And that day, Jesus came into my heart and saved me and delivered me and set me free from forevermore.
然后我带着我11岁的孩子走到了面前，走到了舞台上。就从那天开始，耶稣进入了我心，耶稣解救了我，耶稣拯救了我，耶稣解脱了我， 给我真正的自由。从此以后
I come home changed, a different person, but my wife wasn't buying it.
我回到家，我变成一个完全不一样的人，但是我太太仍然不相信。
That was April of 1992.
这是1992年的4月份。
And of December 31st at 11 o'clock, I wanted to go back in my room and thank God that I wasn't in drugs anymore.
就在那一年的最后一天，半夜的时候，我回到我自己的家，我要跟神说，我已经不用毒品了。
And God began to give me a vision of a 24-hour center that I wouldn't have a center for to preach Jesus 24 hours, 7 days a week.
然后那个时候，神给了我意象，这个意象是一个24小时的一个地方，就是传扬耶稣的信息。
If this message could change a man like J.J. Ramirez, it could change anybody.
他说如果这个信息能够改变像我J.J.这样的人，这个信息能够改变任何一个人。
And so he told me not to depend on government for one penny.
这个意象里头告诉我，不要靠政府给你一分钱。
That the body of Christ would come together to fund everything God had showed me.
因为让基督的身体就是教会能够一起来提供你所有的这个资金上的需要。
He said, build somewhere downtown, right in the middle of the struggle of the pain that's going on in your city.
这一箱里说你这个设施应该是在 Brian 的中间这个地方有很多很多人就是用毒品等等。
Then he showed me a sea of faces that looked just like me, like they were strung out and messed up. A sea of faces that I could see.
然后他让我看到有很多很多的脸就像我原来一样就是在很大的问题中间。
And I uttered words to him. I didn't even want to speak because his presence was in my room so strong.
然后我就好像是这个像。轻轻地说，因为我真是说不出话来，因为我能够感觉到这个神的同在，在这个房间里是非常的明显，非常的强烈。
I said, Lord, I can't do that.
然后我相当于用耳语这样的声音跟神说，主啊，我做不了。
He said, I know you can't. I'm going to do it through you.
然后这个声音跟我说，我知道你做不了，但是我要通过你来做。
And then I whispered back to him, and I said, if one of those come out, I dedicate my life this day for that one person.
然后我用耳语轻轻的声音跟神说，只要这些人中间有一个人能够改变，我就会把我的生命完完全全的交给你。
He said, I don't just want one, I want them all. I wish that none should perish, but all come into the saving knowledge of my son Jesus.
然后有一个声音说，我不是只要一个人，我要所有人，我不要让一人沉沦，我要让每一个人来知道耶稣的救恩。
I did a tent revival in November of 1993.
我在1993年的时候做了两个复兴的布道。
Right at an intersection very notorious back in them days where Frankenstein and Dracula wouldn't come down there.
我在做这个布道的地方，就是在那个交叉口，这个交叉口是都是坏的事情发生，就是Dracula 都不会去的地方 ，Frank 就是那个怪人一样的这个东西我不知道怎么翻，就谁也不愿意去的地方，这个意思。
So out of that tent revival, gang members started coming from all over the place. People were getting saved.On a Wednesday night, we baptized in the cold and the rain. We baptized 78 young people, gang members, drug addicts, all kinds of people.
他这个复兴的布道是在那个帐篷里养 tent revival， 就是很多这个黑帮的成员，那个毒君子一个一个出来接受主耶稣。在星期三的时候，有78个人受洗归入耶稣的名下。
And so today.Was birthed out of that tent revival, a ministry called Save Our Streets Ministries.
就从那个帐篷那个复兴当时的布道会开始，就诞生了一个事工这个事工叫 Save Our Streets， 就是拯救我们的街道。
That was 19, 93 this November will be 29 years we've been in ministry down in the streets of Bryan College Station.
这是93年的时候，那到今年的十月份的话，整整是29年，我们这个事工是在 Bryan。
We now own almost 21 acres on the west side of Bryan with a $3.2 million facility and fixing to build a whole lot more to accommodate what God is doing.
我们在 Bryan 西边有一个21 acre。21英亩的一个地，然后这个房子是350万的房子，然后还会有更多的这个新的设施在那里建立。
And some of these guys have opened up a men's home without one government fund. Nothing has been given from government. Everything's been from the body of Christ around this city and around the world, actually.
所有的这一切没有用政府一分钱的资助，都是靠的是教会的支持，本地的教会以及甚至全世界的教会。
I opened up a men's home because drug addicts were coming to me and gang members were coming to me in the middle of the night and my wife would wake up and there'd be drug addicts and gang members sleeping in our living room floor because we fell asleep in the middle of the night.
我开始了一个叫 men's home， 就是男人的一个设施。为什么呢？因为我根据我原来的经验，就是你用毒品的时候，可能半夜里头这个毒贩子就会来敲门。我要让他们有一个地方去。
Yeah, the mayor one time called me and said, "I hear about you in the streets."
Mayor.
The mayor.
这个市长有一次给我打电话说，我听说你以前是在街上混的。
He said, "What are you doing? How are you doing all this? You're having an impact in our streets." I said, "I don't know."
他说，哎，你为什么做这个事情？你是怎么做的？你在改变很多的东西。然后我说我不知道怎么。
I said we give them beans and rice and Jesus Christ every day.
我说我给他们这个米饭，给他们那个豆角，给他们耶稣。我每天做的就是这个事情 ，beans and rice and Jesus.
Amen. And so now we have these men that are here with me today. I'm so proud of them. These are men that are wanting to get their life together. We've been able to house over thousands of men over the last few 29 years.
他做的这个叫 men's home。就是让那些男人能够从毒品中间能够释放出来，改变他们的生活。非常高兴今天，这些有一些弟兄来到我们中间。
We have a charter school within our building from kindergarten to sixth grade, and we have a vocational school. They used to kick me out of school. Now I'm building schools.
我们有一个这个有个一年级到六年级的小学。然后还有一个职业学校，记得以前我是被学校赶出来，今天我是在办学校。
In 1993, we had 50 gang-related shootings and 2 deaths just in Bryan, Texas.
What year?
1993.
93年的时候，我们有50次就是黑帮有关的枪击，有两个人死于这个黑帮的之间的枪击。
Since 2010, we've had 1 gang-related shooting in our city.
但是从2010年到今天，这么多年，黑帮之间的枪战死了就只有一个人。
And so I'm so thankful. There's so much more that God is doing and what we have there at the facilities. And so we also have a clinic there. Dr. Quartermont is with us today, and we're part of Somebody Cares, Brazos Valley, and we even have a clinic there. I don't like needles, but they have a clinic there.
我非常的感谢神在这个地方做的工，也通过我们甚至还有一个医生有一个小的诊所。我是不喜欢这个用那个针用毒品的时候用那个针，但是我们有一个有我们那个设施里头有个诊所。
What started out just a ministry to the gangs now go from the cradle to the grave.
我们一开始的时候一开始的时候是从开始的时候一个非常小的一个事工来服侍那些这个受毒品影响的人，但是现在他说我们那个事工是从摇篮一直到这个坟墓，讲耶稣在世界上。
And the only one that can do anything like that is Jesus Christ himself. And so I'm so thankful to be a part of what he's doing in this city.
唯一能够让这样的事情发生能做的只有耶稣他自己在做，他是在改变我们的人，他改变这个地方。
So I ask that you would pray for us deeply, and you would continue to pray and support us as we continue to go on in our ministry in the city and raising up leaders now.
所以我请大家迫切地为我们的事工来祷告，让我们来能够继续地开展来发展我们的事工，也让我们能够培养下一代的领袖。
So I want to thank all of you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me to come speak. And I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
我非常感谢今天能够给我的机会到这里，请大家继续为我们祷告。我要告诉你，我爱你们这个是没有什么条件可讲的。
Thank you and God bless you.
谢谢大家，神祝福你。